Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hi, guys.
As you could probably tell, we're doing another car cast.
Woohoo! You guys love them.
You guys, we're busy on the weekends. We are busy lesbians.
No.
We're not busy or lesbians. Which one?
We're busy housewives.
Lesbian housewives.
But I'm not a housewife.
And you don't wear lipstick.
On my lips.
Oh, your downstairs lips. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of the Chicago area. Today we are driving. We're right outside the Harlem Blue Line on the highway.
On the his highway.
Picture it.
Just picture
2016 by Harlem. We're running some errands today. I had to have Bobby, my Fiat 500X, her oil changed today, and they're doing a bunch of updates to her computer system. So,
is she a little outdated?
And rotating some tires.
Woo! You know, rotate them.
She's a little. I mean, brand new 2016 July car, out of date. Probably not even worth $3 now.
That's not good for you.
Today we're balling out of control in a BMW. What's the name of this car? BMW.
I have no fucking clue.
It's super nice.
It's probably X390
something. Or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's the small SUV.
And it's not that small, actually.
I don't know. I think it's small.
We love a moonroof that goes all the way to the back.
Yes. That I will tell you, is one thing that I want in my next car.
Is a glass roof.
Is a glass roof, because it's so nice. You get sun from all sorts of areas.
I hate the sun.
That's because you're ginger.
Ew, don't say that. Don't call me that.
Partially ginger.
That's because you're hinhibre.
You're a PG. Partial ginger.
I'm a faux ginger.
Yeah, you are. You're a faux everything.
Oh,
that's sad.
I'm a fake bitch. This
and
is Ricky.
And we got time for that.
And this is
LaQuisha.
Oh, okay. So, where are we going today?
We're going to my Izzy. Because I got to pick up some cards. Because, yay, I finally sold some cards. I'm out fucking
yay.
Time. And then I'm not going to be able to restock them for about another week.
You guys
are coming though, but you have to
it's
remember,
hard to restock.
It's not that it's hard to restock. It's easy to make the cards. It's just, it's hard to find the time when you get home from work late and you're tired and you want to throw in a little workout schedule because bitch got to slim down. And you know, like, there's so many things going on. And I really like making cards, so I want them to be perfect, so they take me a little bit longer to make.
You need to multitask. You need to, when you're doing your workout, you watch your trash TV at the same time.
No, I do. Like, when I'm doing my cards, I'll have it on the background, because I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I just might as well watch it in the background, and I kind of paid attention a little bit. But I'm so focused on making these cards as perfect as possible. But it gets hard. And I mean, I could crank out like two to four cards in one sitting. The problem is that I just have so many fucking ideas coming out of my head that I'm like, oh my God, I get flustered. Then I only do two cards. But anyways. But it's hard.
Yeah,
it's coming.
And you guys, we're like fucking like crackheads. When it comes to, like, stamps and dyes and ink.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is wrong with us? We weren't this 4 months ago.
You know, you...
It's like...
Okay, let me just put it this way. I did a tour of Christina Warner's, crafting room. I think she did one in 2014.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you know, don't. She's like, I just want to let you know that even though I have all these, this product, if I was not, if this wasn't my job, I probably would not have all this. And I'm sitting there looking at the screen like, you a fucking liar. I'm like, because if you would have seen Jennifer McGuire, you would have had the same. Like, why am I trying to be Jennifer McGuire?
Right.
Like, my husband did not invent toaster strudel. I don't have the money. No.
He invented,
The Post-its?
No, he invented the Glad Wrap, the sticky stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Like, seriously, when I look at my shit...
Press and seal.
When I look at my collection, I think to myself, 4 months ago, I was not this much in debt.
It's horrible.
But I will have to... I do have to say that learning Ricky's Jewish ways... I have managed to get a lot of it at a discounted price. At first, I was not, but...
He was not, and I was like, girl, you paid $8 more than I did.
Right. Save your pennies, girl.
Save
your pennies.
Your pennies.
So, but yeah, so I'm trying...
Do you have
a
thingy?
Yeah, it's right. Oh. So I'm trying my hardest to, like, you know... try to crank out as many cards, because it's like I want to put those things to use and you know, and make sure that I'm getting my money's worth. Although I will never get paid, at least not now. I won't ever recuperate what I've lost. Basically, my P&L is going to be red for a long time before I actually see any green. So
it's okay though. You know what? It makes me happy when someone buys my product and they love it. That's what I love.
I more than anything, I like... Yes, I do love... I mean, since I just got my first ones bought, like, I do like that the people's... The face that they make when they receive a card that's handmade, I like that. You can see that they really appreciate it. Oh, my God, it's hot in here.
It's not that hot.
I'm super hot right now. And my body temperature just was like, woo, fat, torch, inferno.
Like, this is like the most dangerous intersection
ever. Yeah, I don't know. It's like weird. I don't know why they did that like that.
Like, it needs to be shorter or longer. The get over period. So, we're heading to Roger's house to pick up a few things. And then what's on the agenda after that?
Then we're going to go to... we're going to go to Hobby Lobby.
We're not supposed to say that out loud. Hobby Lobby is the Chick-fil-A of craft stores.
Yes, but we still eat Chick-fil-A.
How?
It's good. It's tasty.
I don't know who you're talking about. I haven't stepped foot in Chick-fil-A in like 10 years.
As you're wiping away the crumbs from your mouth.
I'm just saying, I don't know how that Polynesian sauce
got
into my refrigerator.
Oh, and then we're going to go to Craft Fancy.
Oh, my God. Why do we do that to ourselves?
We're literally going to walk in there. We're going to check it out for a quick second, and then we're walking right back out. But I'm just letting you know.
We never do that. No, we always say we're going to do it.
No, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
Because it's got to happen that way.
It's so interesting how when you meet someone that's like a paper crafter, like, the things you talk about, and you're like, you don't even know each other, but you're like, oh yeah, da 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 da, and you know this person, and I'm like, oh my God, I love that person, because y'all, there's some famous people in the paper crafting industry.
Yeah, and it's like, you know what I want to do is I want to be on their design team.
I want to be on a design team. Whose design team do you want to be on?
I think Lawn Fawns.
I don't want to design stamps because I don't draw. I want to design cards. Like,
no, I want to create my own. Like, I want to create my own inks.
Oh, what would you call it?
Chunky booty, chunky butt, like my cards.
Chunky butt ink.
Mm-hmm.
It would be all brown. Or green sometimes. Oh, you could put yellow spots in it for corn.
That's so gross.
Mine would be called bro ink.
Yeah, I mean, like, my company would be called Chunky Butt Incorporated. So it'd be Chunky Butt Inc. So I would just turn the C into K, and there you go.
Or you could still use the C, and it would still make sense.
Right, it would still make sense. Right.
Paper crafters would get the pun.
Yeah. Because they're smart.
Mine's called Bromero Cards, because I'm original. I combine my original last name with my new last name and invented Bromero.
Right, which basically just means that you put a B in front of Romero.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun. I like that it's got the B-R-O, bro.
And I could go by Ricky Bromo.
Oh my god.
Bromero. That's Ricky Bromero is a... It's a either a soap opera name or a really, like, hardcore... Like,
lesbian
porn name.
Like, I think there is a Bromero porn star. We'll need to look that up.
And then, like, if I was going to be in the porn, I could totally say... Well, everyone else could say to me, yo, bro, what's up? And I'd be like, oh, they're calling my name.
Say my name, say my name.
Because we love a bro situation, right?
We love all kinds of bro situations of all kinds.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What up, bro?
You want to play some Nintendo, bro? You want to get high and play some games, bro?
Bro. I don't think my mom's home.
All right, so we're going to pause this, I guess, for now, and then we will pick up.
Yes.
You're not going to be in there long, right?
No,
I can stay in the car.
I'm literally going to be, I'm just going to go in there, run in there, get my cards.
Okay, let me put this on stop, or pause. Okay, and we're back. Roger just literally said, picking your nose is natural, like taking a dick.
Okay, first of all, it was not picking my nose, you asshole.
And we all know that, you know, taking a dick is real natural.
It's super natural.
You make me feel like a natural dick taker.
See, you could have just done it as a dictator. You could have just done it as a dictator. You didn't have to enunciate dictaker.
No, I did. Because that's how I do my music lyrics.
Oh.
I don't appease just so people know and feel better.
Oh.
It's not about them. It's about me.
Okay, Mariah. Duh.
Oh, speaking of Mariah, her ring is just traveling the world lately.
She is. Well, isn't she on tour? Yeah, she's on tour in Asia. Isn't she on the... What's that one where she's like... Looking like she's on the... She literally looks like...
Oh, dust, poor thing.
What's his name? David Hasselhoff on the floor with the
cheeseburger? Yeah, it's like she's floating in air.
It's a really awkward fucking picture.
I don't think she's in Asia. I think it's Europe, right?
No, she... Yeah.
Because she was in Israel.
Yeah.
Which really isn't Europe. That's Middle East, but whatever. But she's in that area.
Hurry up. Sheep in that hurry up.
Maybe once she gets married to this billionaire guy, she'll come out with a really good album. Maybe another Emancipation of Mimi. I know I keep saying it, but I think there's another one.
I
think there's another one.
I wonder what her music... Like, I wonder how he relates to her music when... It's like Rainbow and Charm Bracelet, and then you get into like, you know, Emancipation and E equals MC squared. Like, it's how do you relate to that when you're an Australian white boy?
Who's a billionaire?
Who's a billionaire and probably doesn't have time to listen to music.
He probably, like, in his 20s was beaten off to her. That's how he relates to it.
Well, he's older than her.
Not that he's 48, she's 45.
So then he was literally beating... No, that doesn't make any sense. Because he would have been
if
the same
age. If she's 18, then 3 years older than him, he was beaten off to her.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think he knew who the fuck she was.
Everybody knew who Mariah Carey was when she came out. She was like a world...
I feel good. I feel nice. I never felt so satisfied. I'm in love. I'm alive, intoxicated, Oh, I need to make sure I'm doing.
Oh, you're supposed to go this way.
And hizzy. No, it's fine.
You always fuck up.
Always.
Even when I'm driving, you fuck up.
Well, because I get into a groove.
Yeah, you got into that groove.
I get into that Mariah Carey Madonna groove.
Got to prove.
Oh, she is shimmying over here.
To me, yeah.
Prove that love to her, girl. Prove it.
So, what else we got going on this week? Anything?
We need to. Can we not like do? Oh, we can't do the voicemail, right?
No. We can't. We have a voicemail, and we.
Well, I guess I could turn the voicemail on my phone, and
That's,
no, we can't.
That's
janky.
That's too janky.
We can't. I think I know who the voicemail is, and we can't do that. We have to do him justice.
Right.
But we promise we will get to you. It's just these last 2 weekends, we've literally been on the road.
We've been on the road. Because we're busy.
We's busy.
We busy lesbians.
We're like on a, what is that called? Like, we're on tour.
Yeah. We're on tour whores. Oh, wait.
Except this is a two-man band. Nobody else. We do the
rig work. A two-man band named Two Pump Chumps.
I don't do two pumps. At least not according to last night. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well.
Let me tell you,
staying in the rich land of...
Yeah, because Glenview has a lot of homos over there. Although it does have a lot of closeted daddies.
Which we love, right?
Yes. But it's always strange because it's like, dude, I'm as old as your son.
Or,
like,
dude, I smell dirty diapers. Like, why is your 3-year-old the next room over? And you have a nanny, and you're married.
And your wife is downstairs.
Yeah, but you're doing me.
Right.
Like, what's happening?
Like, I love how those stories come out of the woodwork. It's like, oh, yeah, he was doing me while his nanny was watching the kid. Really? 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 Come on. Stop lying.
Stop making your imaginary point.
Stop your lying.
But.
I don't know. Nothing's in. My car is in the shop now.
Shop.
It's in the shoppy and it's being serviced. I had to bring out the Robledo yesterday because my insurance company was behaving like an asshole. So I had to pull her out. Robledo came out at my desk.
I love how insurance are nice as could be when you're making a payment, but as soon as you need to use it, they got a problem.
Well, here's the thing. So here's the story of a man named Brady. So I called, my car went into the shop on Wednesday. Hadn't heard from them. And it's Friday, and I'm like, well, you know, I was like, I know that they were going to do the work or whatever, so it's not like, you know, they're going to be done right away, right? So I'm like, I'll call on Friday just to see, like, what's the status. Like, hey, how's it going? Is everything working out good? Like, are there any holdups that I need to take care of? So I,
So what happened was...
So I called them, and the guy's like, oh, we're just waiting for an adjuster to come out. You guys have had my car since Wednesday. Why was I not told that this needed to happen? It is now Friday, and I am running out of time.
And you're clapping the whole time you're on the phone.
I was like, because I had my little earpiece, because I was at my desk, and I'm like... I do not have time for this. You hear the clapping, girl? No, that is not a weave pet. That is, I'm about to get crazy.
That is me getting my chocolate out of my foot.
Because, you know, like, brown folk, when they get crazy, they start doing the whole clapping. Because that is a punctuation on whatever they're trying to make sure that you get.
It's their exclamation mark.
Yes. Some use the wagging of the wagging of the finger, or the
which
hand.
Is silent punctuation.
But then when you start doing the clapping, bitch, you better run because it's about to get real.
And you better get what you need. You better start doing what I'm asking you to do.
Exactly. So then I was like, so then I said to the guy, I go, okay. I was like, but I thought you guys were certified, and that was the reason why I didn't need one. Because according to my insurance adjuster, I didn't need one because you guys are certified with the company. And he said, well, he said, that is correct. He's like, our Lawrence location is certified. We are not. And I was like, oh hell, motherfucking nah.
And then clapped three times.
And I was like, why did I not find this out now?
Oh, those could be commas.
Yes, yes. Or a period. We don't do this. So anyway, so I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't understand, why was I not told this? And he's like, give me a second. Let me call you back in 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, fine.
Ooh, gotta figure their shit out.
Uh-huh. They gotta come up with a lie.
They gotta talk to the person that told the lie.
Right, exactly. So then, I call my insurance guy. And I leave a message because he didn't pick up the phone. And then he calls me right back. He's like, hey, Roger. He's like, I just want to let you know that everything is good to go. I called them to let them know that they don't need to wait for an adjuster. And I said, how is that possible when I just got off the phone? And the guy told me that they need to wait for an adjuster because they're not certified. And he's like, wait, what location did you take it to? And I said, to their their Niles location. And he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, unfortunately, they're not that body shop, even though it's the same owner and same name, we haven't certified them. And I was like, why was I not told? Then I started to get real loud. I got loud. Didn't get loud. I was getting there. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I was like, why was I not told this? Why was I told now, today, when it is Friday? This is where I start getting real loud. And I don't have access to a car.
You're not
after Wednesday. I'm like, why was this told to me now? I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I can't afford to rent a car because renting a car in the fucking city is outrageously expensive.
It's expensive. It's like in the city, it's probably a good $150, $180 a day.
Oh my God, it's so expensive. And he's like, well, you know, he's like, I'm really sorry. He's like, we should.
You know what? Sorry doesn't get me a car after Wednesday.
Exactly. And I said, I can manage to stay I can manage to travel for a couple days. But anything past Friday of next week, I'm fucked. I was like, I will not have access to a car.
And not in a good way.
And I was like, I was so fucking pissed. Ooh, girl, I was mad. I was yelling in the phone. And like, mind you, I'm at my desk and my desk is in a hallway. So other people can hear me. I was really mad. I was like,
wait, your desk is actually in a hallway?
Yes.
Is that why you have the low ceiling?
Yes.
Like it's super low?
Because it's at an angle.
So you're like the basement kid.
Yes. But
you're the basement baby.
But I'm
the attic baby.
But I'm in the third floor. Yes. Yes. We have offices on the third floor. But it's because it's kind of like, ugh. Yeah. Anyway. So
it's like an old house that's converted into
that's offices. Too much information, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Well, how is that too much information?
Just
that happens everywhere.
Moving on.
Attorneys do that.
Anyway, so
restaurants.
Moving on. So then I was like, then something needs to happen. I was like, well, what's the difference between being certified and
doctor's offices?
Oh my God, stop it. What? Like, what's it? Ooh, 140. Oh my God, 134.
Oh, holy my shit. God. Gas is $1.34, people.
With a car wash.
Well, even $1.44 without.
Yeah, that's real fucking
cheap. Oh my God.
She's a jerk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
That's crazy.
The band. But anyway, so then I was just like, I can't wait for this car to get fixed. And I'm like, and according to the young lady who's supposed to help me, the car's not going to give the dealership that's on Niall, that's on Lawrence, is overbooked. Like, they won't be able to fix it. And he's like, well, is your car drivable? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, well, why don't you just go pick it up and wait? Okay. First of all, what do you not understand? That's why I felt like I was in a motherfucking stepping crew. What do you not understand?
Like, if you guys could see it, it's pretty funny.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how do you not get that I will not have access to a car? And he was like, I'm really sorry. He's like, let me see if I can do something. He's like, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to have to, like, move it, or I'm just going to have to take a chance. So here's the difference. So then the body shop calls me, and he gives me, like, and he tells me what's going on. He says to me, we're going to go ahead and take your car. We're going to process it through the Lawrence location so that way we don't need an adjuster. And we're going to go ahead and fix your car and have it hopefully by Wednesday.
Oh.
Tuesday or Wednesday. No later than Wednesday. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
it'll be Friday.
I was like, right. I was like, I don't mind.
Officer.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I just want, I don't want you guys to rush. It's fine. I'm 45.
That person's going really fast. Oh, he got him.
Oh, shit.
Wait, I knew he was beaten. And he's in a nice Mercedes.
Well, he just got pulled over.
Pulled
over.
Real quick, y'all.
Real quick. Do I need to turn here? Oh, yes.
Girl.
Can I press my...
Could you... You can put this here. Look at your phone. That's what it's used for.
I know.
That's why I'm recording from this one.
I know, I am. I'm looking at the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, after I'm, like, holding a knife to your throat.
Oh, God, shut up. Anyway, so then, the guy, when he called me back, he's like, I go, why are you guys not certified? And he says to me that the reason why we're not, I did not take certification, I didn't want this body shop to be certified, is because then you have to play by the insurance company's rules, and they don't always give you the best, if you catch my drift. He's like, basically what that means is that they want you to go the cheapest route possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the reason why they do
it. Which is why on a brand new car that's 6 months old, they want to give you aftermarket parts. And you're like,
no,
my car is 6 months old. It needs Mazda parts Toyota parts.
So I told him, I said, fine. I go, I feel much better now. I was like, go ahead and start working the car. I was like, and I asked him, you know, I made sure that he was going to. I asked the girl, I said, are you guys going to use new Mazda parts? And she said, yes. I said, great, because that's what I need. And that was it. And I, you know, he hung up. He made me feel much better. At this point, now the car's just being worked on, so I'm fine.
And as they call you on Wednesday, say, it's not going to be available till next Monday.
No, they sent me a text message because they have those systems where it sends you the progress of the work, so... I mean, if I don't hear from them by Wednesday, I'm going to be like, I already told my friends in Evanston, I'm like, you know, I may have to come back here on Wednesday. Is that okay? And they were like, yeah, that's fine. You know, that's not a problem. Like, if I need to stay a couple days over there, that's not a big deal. The problem is that getting to and from work is where it's like, you know, and...
Well...
Mac and I always get on the...
You're lucky you could always take public transportation because it goes out there.
Yeah. And I could take it to... the field, and then there's another
bus. You could take a pace bus all the way to your work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's free.
The pace bus isn't free.
No. For me, it is. Yeah. But anyways.
Oh, okay. Probably because you're in an old converted house office.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you.
Oh, whoops. Too much information.
I hate you. Anyway... So, yeah.
Nice haircut. Too much personal information. Kathy Bacon was telling me a story about that. I'll tell you who she was talking about, though. But she complimented a pretty famous paper crafter that was doing a Periscope. And she told them, nice haircut. And the paper crafter said, oh, that's too personal. You can't talk about that on here.
What? Is it a paper crafter we know?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's janky.
I about died when she told me. I was like, how was that?
Wait,
that's like me saying, someone goes, hey, Ricky, what's up on a Periscope? I'm like, don't use my name. That's too personal. And I've had a podcast for 10 years.
It's too personal. We've been talking about our life for the last 10 years. It's too personal.
Too personal.
What's the color of my sweater, Ricky?
How dare you?
Right. It's blue.
Oh, my God!
Too personal.
I don't have a sweater on. It's July.
Oh, my God. That reminded me of Jennifer Coolidge. It makes me want a hot dog real bad.
You look like the 4th of July.
Yes.
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
I fucking love her.
She's like the best in everything.
Oh my God.
No matter what she
brings the hilarity to the 10th degree. Like she's, yeah.
Stifler's mom.
Oh my God. I do want to ask, Triple M, have you been keeping up with the Housewives? Like, what's your thoughts? Give me your 411. send us an email.
What's the news? Be the cool mom.
Right. Send us an email or send us a voicemail so we can kind of chit-chat about it, because we haven't chit-chat about that for a while.
Why don't you ask me what I think about the Housewives?
Because you don't
They're total trash.
Because you don't have a TV.
Actually, I think we're going to be getting an antenna.
Oh, God.
A digital antenna.
Woo! Oh, girl! That's watch out them pennies, girl. Watch out them pennies. Don't spend too much now.
I mean, I could buy a set of stamps instead. Are we going to Craft Fancy now?
No, we're going to...
to the Chick-fil-A of hobby store, lobby stores.
I'm not opposed to going to Chick-fil-A if there's one right.
Oh, right. We just ate.
I can always eat a Chick-fil-A.
Girl.
I need something to drink. I'm really thirsty.
All right, well, we're at 30 minutes, so...
Okay.
We can end this one. This will be good. This may be the only one you get for the week, though.
No, we...
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Too personal.
You got lazy.
I don't want to put too much out there.
Right.
I don't want people to know where we're driving.
Right. The Hobby Lobby in Mount Prospect.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So this is Ricky.
And this is LaQuisha.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Hold on. You ready?
Right.
And bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/FoulMonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.